hookup culture.
What is up, my cubbies? It's your girl, Chris Linehart, and welcome back to the Hookup Culture. Okay, on today's episode, I'm going to be talking about the title of the episode is called Sprinkle to Firework. So recently, I went through a little situation, and we'll get back to that. I digress. My close, dear friend, Christian, told me it was hurting him to see me give fireworks while I was receiving sprinkles. And, you know, a lot of that has to, and we've all been in situations where we feel like we've put in a little bit more effort in our perspective, right? Because the person is always going to have their own perspective. There's three views: yours, theirs, and the truth, right? So there's always going to be a different perspective on things. But from what I was feeling in this particular situation and what I was going through, I realized a lot of people could possibly struggle with this, and they have. So I wanted to give some advisement on my strategies and things that have helped me kind of come to peace, not saying that I've accepted this about myself, but something that I knew that I needed to work on. So the one thing that I really wanted everyone to tune in on is, in a relationship, they always joke about one person liking the other one more, or one person always being in love more. And a lot of girls feel like their role, for heteronormatives, they usually feel like the guy should like the girl more because they're more likely to run, and so on and so forth, and all these stereotypes. I'm not here to like dig deep into that. The only thing I want to do is help you all understand that we're not like linear. We're not as like, it's so hard to articulate, right? So we're just not made for only one perspective on things. We're not made for everyone to understand. Like, we are each complex in our own individual situations. And that's what makes this podcast stand out from the rest, is that I never, ever give general advice. I always say, hey, reach out to me at HK_culture with 2 E's on my Instagram, and I need to better understand your situation. But in a general pretense, and like what I'm talking about here, is when you feel like you're putting more in a situation or in a relationship, it does, like, the people around you do notice. Like, I'm going to say that one more time, because like, I know most of you are like, oh, who cares what they think? They don't care what I think when they're in their situations. And there's so many rebuttals to that. But seriously, if people truly genuinely care about you, they're going to worry about how you are handling a particular situation. And my friend in particular said, to see you get sprinkles back and you're giving fireworks is devastating. It's devo. Like, it's like, why do you feel like, and that's what I want to dig into, is what about the situation makes you feel less than deserving of what you're giving? And again, I'm really big on, I don't give to receive. I give because I naturally want to give in every circumstance, like financially, gifts, acts of service, how I show my love. Like, I do that naturally without expectation, because the moment you start expecting it back, you're not genuinely doing it. So I'm going to run that back for you one more time. When you expect things back, that means you're not genuinely doing it. So don't do anything that you don't genuinely want to do. And then you have to start taking for face value the way that people are treating you. And if you see this and you're in a situationship or a relationship or anything that means a lot to you, and you notice that, you know, you're easily getting hung up on, You're easily getting like dismissed, your plans are getting dismissed, things are not as prioritized as you do for them, you have to take that for face value. There's no making excuses for that individual, especially, okay, let's say the first go, you give them the benefit of the doubt, right? Let's just say you give them the benefit of the doubt. The second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh fight or situation that you're in that's resembling that, you got to hold them accountable, and you got to ask yourself those deep questions. Why am I allowing this behavior? What is it about me that does not feel like I deserve the same treatment back? And that's the scary parts of your soul and the scary parts of your journey and the scary parts of your life, that you don't, like, people hesitate and they just continue to bring this pattern into every single relationship that they're in. And I'm here to give you some tools, because everyone's like, okay, yeah, cool. Like, I'm gonna just hear Christine rant about like this situation where I could just be literally hearing what I need to be doing. So with all that being said, I went off because I'm actually live streaming right now and I just saw people hit my thank you. I appreciate that. My gift goal. So that was really nice of them. So shout out to you. I appreciate that. Going back to what I was saying, you gotta have the tools, right? So I can't just sit here and just continue to tell you what's going on. You're probably thinking, what on earth should I do? Okay. So when you start at first, I would say give them the benefit of the doubt and give them the opportunity to recognize their actions towards you. Give them the chance to see like, okay, wow, this is how I'm making this person that's very special to me feel. Okay, cool. They're either going to come to terms with that or they're going to do what most people do and they're going to get on the defense. They're going to be like, no, that's not what I'm doing. If you take it that way, then you're the problem and you. One of the fastest ways to identify a narcissist or someone that's gaslighting you or somebody that just does not want you to understand the truths and the depths of what they're doing. And remember, people are only going to receive you to the depth of how well they know themselves. So if they can't understand that they're making you feel that way and they go on the defense, I tell you to surrender at that moment in time. You say, hey, listen, I'm not going to continue this behavior, and you need to have a consequence for their actions. You can't just say, it's okay next time. It's okay next time. The first time, cool. I'm all for giving you the benefit of the doubt. The second time even, cool. Hey, catch yourself. You did it again. Oh, dang. I'm sorry. By the third, fourth, and fifth time, there needs to be a consequence for this behavior. For example, if they continue to hang up on you after you've already explained to them multiple times that you don't appreciate that and you find that disrespectful, you tell them, hey, listen, I'm not going to continue speaking to you until you understand your behavior, and the next time you do it, that will be the last conversation we have. And I know what you're thinking. You're like, that's a little abrupt, like you threatening to leave and blah, blah, blah. Hey, you know what? Sometimes, and this is not conventional, I get it, but sometimes you really need to make the other person on the receiving end really feel how serious you are. If they do not respect you, there is no relationship. And what you consider respect is valid. It doesn't have to be what they consider respect. It's like, hey, babe, this is what you're doing. This bothers me. What are you going to do about it? Nothing? Sweet. Then you want to be single? Be single. I'm not going to continue to be in a relationship with somebody that is going to breadcrumb me, give me just a little bit. And I get it, Cubbies. Like, we've all been there. We've been with someone that everything is fucking great in the beginning. You're just like, oh, this is amazing, and you're in La La Land, and you're in the good place for as long as you are, right? Everybody's timeline is different, and then there's a switch. You're like, oh, what just happened? And then you just want it to go back to what it was. So you basically validate the breadcrumbing. You're literally sitting there going, okay, I don't want this person to leave. Oh my goodness. And hey, if this is triggering some people listening to this, I get it, because it's real. You really just don't want the relationship to end. So you're willing to compromise yourself, your morals, your values, your respect to keep this person around. But what you're not understanding is that person has to look at you with the same empathy and sympathy and care as you do to them. Or you are not in a relationship. You're in whatever their name is, ship. Right? So you, in order for you to recognize this behavior, you have to say, do they look at me with the same care and love that I look at them? Do they treat me like, if they told me something was bothering them, how seriously would I take it? Hold the mirror in front of them, and they're not gonna, Cubby, I'm telling you, 9 times out of 10, with that one-off individual that gets it from rip, congratulations. If you are in that type of relationship, shout out to you. Please come on my podcast and show everyone how it's done. But not a lot of people get it off rip. Give your partner grace. I'm really big on the beginning being like, hey, listen, I'm giving you the tools to love me. I'm telling you exactly how I receive things to keep things good. If you don't want to keep things good because you're thriving in some type of toxic energy, or you're thriving in this like anger, and you're not used to this, and this is unfamiliar to you, vocalize that or let me go. And you need to be stern with your partner, because at the end of the day, Cubby, if you're going into a relationship with the constant fear of abandonment and the constant fear that they're going to walk away from you, I'm going to be brutally honest with you, hun. A relationship is not where you're supposed to be, especially if your partner is making you feel less than, and they're making you feel like I just described. It's rough to get this understanding, and it takes time. No one, including myself, goes into any relationship with the blueprint on how to make it work with them. You learn about yourself along the way. Maybe there were some things you didn't like with someone else that you like with this individual. Or maybe there's some things that you don't like with this individual that you tolerated in the past. You get me? So you are on this journey with them, and only the strongest couples come out the other side. But promise me something. Don't look at a situation and just to keep it around, you settle for sprinkles instead of fireworks. When my friend said that to me, it honestly stood out so crazy, like in the best way. Crazy, again, I've said this before in my previous, that's, I don't mean it as a mental thing. Like it's, I know the sensitivity is high nowadays. That is not what I meant it. I meant it like crazy good. Like it's not, it's out of the ordinary. It's out of the norm, right? And it's shockingly good. And I want you all to feel what it feels like to look at somebody and know they care about you just as much as you care about them. Everyone has the right to feel that. And everyone has the right to address with their partner or their loved ones, this is the tools, this is what it takes to love me. And if they grab that paper and they go, I'm just going to give you as much as I can and throw it back at your face, Cubby, I mean this with all sincerity, and trust me when I say I know how hard it is to let somebody go. They cannot be with you if they do not respect you. If you know exactly what it takes to make you happy and they can't adhere to that, no matter what it is, and I mean this across the board, men, women, heteronormative, homosexual, it does not matter how you identify. This is the same rule across the board. Whatever you feel like is your standards, your morals, your values, they can't mirror that. And they're starting to make you feel okay with breadcrumbing and giving you sprinkles instead of fireworks. You have to close that door. You have to start asking yourself, what about me does not make me feel worthy enough for love? It's a really, it's a very tough question. And I don't blame anyone that's listening to this. Shout out to you, because you're somewhere across the world in a different country, state, or maybe you're 20 minutes away from Los Angeles where I am. And you are sitting there and you're listening to a podcast so you can get some help and you could hear someone understand where you're coming from. I know this because I listen to podcasts. I listen to Mel Robbins. I listen to Jay Shetty. I listen to everyone that's a relationship counselor. And I know that my advice that I give is very different, and it's from a different angle, and it's all circumstantial, and it's never generalized. But the one thing I do know is that you're worthy, and shout out to you for trying to find the tools to heal yourself. And the first thing is recognizing your worth and knowing you are worthy of love. And however you get to that factor, don't punish yourself. Okay, this is a big one. Okay, and I really want you all to pay attention to me when I say this. Do not punish yourself, and do not look at yourself through the perspective of others. You may have been a horrible partner in somebody else's eyes. That does not define you. That does not mean you are that person. You are an amazing individual. You are a part of the human experience. You are doing the best you can every single day. And you're using the best tools that you can in that given moment. I was having such a hard time. I was awful to myself. I was beating myself up like, I could have done this different. I could have said this different. I could have approached this differently. I could have, should have, would have. It doesn't matter. Stop punishing yourself. And another thing, don't punish your partner for what you've been through. Be really transparent on where you're at emotionally when you start this journey with them. Tell them what you're looking for. Be transparent. And I want to mention, just because you're transparent doesn't give you the green light to treat somebody however you want. Oh, well, I was honest. That's like, that's like the F boy, F girl, like, favorite line. Well, I was honest. Were you though? Were you? Or were you just honestly just taking someone on a ride? You were taking a piss. That's what you were doing. Be honest. Be transparent. Hold people accountable. Give them consequences for their actions. Whatever those consequences look like for you. And seriously, if they don't take it serious and you're just holding on for dear life, sitting, you're seeking their validation, there's a lot more digging you got to do. And in that case, I want you guys to DM me at HK_culture with 2 E's. I really do want to talk about it. Or find my TikTok, ChrisLineHart_222. Come connect with me, link with me. Let's talk about it. And just to make this episode a little bit lighter, right? Just to make it a little bit lighter, I'll talk to you guys about like my personal experience, and I'll joke around with you guys a little bit, because I know that this is some heavy, this heavy stuff, and it's never easy to accept that we're accepting sprinkles instead of fireworks. So I was in a situation where I thought I'd be going into this like so smooth, like, and this wasn't the most recent experience. So if you're out there listening, no, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about a previous experience. I went in there very smoothly and I was like, oh yeah, this person's an F girl. I got this. Like, don't even worry about it. Like, we're cool. Like, I could handle it. How many people right now, man or woman or however you identify, is nodding their heads because you totally know what I'm talking about? You go in there with so much confidence, like, I've seen this type before. I got this, bro. They don't know who they're messing with. Joke's on all of us. Let's be so for real right now. Joke's on us, right? So I went in there just like that. And this person, let me tell you what a run for my money I got with this situation. I mean, anything that I did in the beginning, it was like, working, everything was cool. The moment that that energy shifted and that energy was pulled away from me, I scrambled. I literally turned into scrambled eggs. I was like, okay, what just happened? Did I just get finessed? Like, what do you mean they're talking to two other people at the same time? What? Like, wait, this cannot be, couldn't be me. Nope, it was me. And I did not for one second expect that, because they were like rizzing me up to a whole nother level. And you guys, rizz basically means charisma. That's what rizz means for everyone else that doesn't know. They had so much charisma. And I was sitting there like, yeah, I got it. What do you mean they're talking to other people? So I addressed the issue. I said, hey, listen, this is a situation. Like, is there anyone else you're talking to? They're like, no. I was like, bet. You're lying. I know you're lying. But I was okay with it. And I was like, maybe it's because my feelings aren't that deep. Maybe because a part of me knew what it was from the rip. Like, maybe, no, it was really the thing that none of us here want to accept about ourselves is sometimes we really think that that's what we deserve. So it took me sitting there laying down thinking, this individual could be laid up with anybody else right now. And I'm sitting here in this bed, looking at the ceiling, thinking about them, accepting like half-ass phone calls, half-ass text messages, half-ass hangouts, half-ass hookups, all this stuff. For what? What does Chris deserve? And look, eventually I'll build up to the relationship I was just in and we could talk about that. But for now, that's all. To the stars, my cubbies. I love y'all.